Where would you put a mist or a drizzle?
What?
A drizzle?
A drizzle would be just a little more than a mist where drops of water came.
Would that be lighter than a shower?
It'd be lighter than a shower.
Okay. And what's the heaviest or the worst kind of storm called? Rainstorm?
Tornado, I should think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call a type of mist that hangs in the air? It's near the ground?
What day?
A kind of mist that...
Cloud?
Well, that...
Fog.
We call it a damp.
And,
A cloud. A fog is a floating cloud.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, if there was fog in the morning, you might say it's a very... What kind of day?
Well, I'd say a damp day.
Uh-huh.
If the fog rises, it would be fair.
Uh-huh, but using the word fog to describe it...
Dampness, moisture, humidity.
Uh-huh. If you want to use a word that comes from fog, though, you'd say it's
foggy.
And if tomorrow or if yesterday had even more fog than today, say yesterday was what than today? What would your comparative form be?
I don't know.
Would you say it was more foggy, foggier?
I reckon so.
Which one? Do you know?
It's more foggy.
More foggy? And how about when it's
fog?
There's more fog than you've ever seen before, you'd say this is the what day?
Well, call it the London fog, I reckon.
Would you say foggiest or most foggy?
Foggier.
Well,
I never use those words, so.
Okay. If we talk about the word blow, you might say, did the wind
blow?
Yes, it really was.
Blew.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it has
blown.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a long period when there is no rain?
Drought.
Okay. And are there different kinds of drought? I mean, do you distinguish between different kinds of drought depending on how long they last?
I should think it would depend on how long they last, because a drought is dry and it's either long or short duration.
So you'd either call a long one or a short one?
Yes.
If there hasn't been any wind and suddenly wind begins to make itself felt, you might say the wind is
rising.
Would you ever say picking up?
Good.
The wind is picking up? Would you say that?
Yes, oh, increasing.
Uh-huh. But the word you'd use would be rising rather than picking up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, when the wind begins to subside, you might say the wind is...
Lying?
When the wind begins to stop, you might say it's...
Subsides.
Uh-huh, or is... The wind is rising, it might be
falling.
Would you call it falling? The wind's falling?
I suppose I would. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't. The wind is, I'd say, dying.
Uh-huh. Okay, the wind's dying?
Right.
Okay. If it didn't snow, but it was very cold, and there's a whiteness in the grass, you might say we had what last night?
Frost.
Uh-huh. If it becomes very cold and the ground becomes stiff, you might say we had a...
Freeze.
Uh-huh. Okay, if we're talking about the word freeze, you might say when the temperature drops below 32 degrees, water...
Oh, it freezes.
Uh-huh. And last night, the water in the pond...
Froze.
And that water hasn't...
Frozen.
Okay. A very thin layer of ice that forms on the top of a pond. The first time that ice forms in winter.